Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. Mark Reardon.
The heart of America is not government. The center of America is not Washington, D.C. The center of America is the neighborhoods where 330 million Americans are raising their kids and trying to put food on the table and trying to love their neighbors.
Mark Reardon.
There's nothing worse than a reckless jackass who thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
I am the smartest man alive!
The Mark Reardon Show is on now.
All right, here we go for a Friday Reardon Roundtable time. As we take you into the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, we have the panel assembled, including our friend, and I know she has a nickname now because she gave it to herself, and I'm going to use it. Hurricane Jane Duker.
Hurricane Jane.
Your next
St.
Louis County executive.
Amen.
Is that really what you're calling yourself now? I like it.
No, somebody did call me that, and I thought it was hilarious.
HurricaneJane.com.
Somebody said that man has no idea what to do with Hurricane Jane. And I said, I think you might be right about that.
I love it. How are you? I kind of miss you. Let me introduce the other two panelists,
Yay.
Though. Mary Elizabeth Coleman, state rep, is here. How are you, Mary Elizabeth?
I think all of us are running.
I'm so excited. We're all candidates.
We're all candidates.
Steve Butts, who is also a state rep on the Democrat side. Steve, welcome. How are you?
Mark, good to see you. Thanks.
Good to see everybody.
Doing
great. Jane and I have been separated just a little bit because she was out of town, and then I was out of town, and then I had to...
COVID.
I had the COVID as well, all kinds of stuff. So we're all better.
Better.
But let's just talk a little bit here about your candidacy and the state of the candidacy for St. Louis County Executive. There is going to come a time, and I've been not told when this time is. I'll let somebody else tell me, where we probably can't have you on here leading up to the election, although I don't know. I have no idea.
Well,
what I think is Sam on the panel for a real
time.
Absolutely.
That would be great. Can I please be the Republican that week?
Yes.
My understanding is everybody asks him to come on radio and TV, and he's not. So,
no.
I mean, you could offer equal time every week, and he would never come. I wish he would. That would be fun. I think I could sell out America Center if he would debate me, so
But legitimately here, the way this started is you're not going to really have a campaign committee because you're a registered lobbyist, but you deregistered. Now you're giving, people are giving you money, right?
Yes. I'm raising a lot of money.
Are you going to
do
TV? You'd have to, right?
I mean, there's a PAC that's supporting me, and they will make all the decisions as to what happens there. So don't know. So what that will happen, that'll be an independent expenditure. But then, in my campaign, I'll get signs and T-shirts. I get a lot of requests for T-shirts and signs. And
I'll do live commercials for you. I could do live endorsements for you, Jane.
Okay, good.
I'm pretty pricey.
How cheap are you?
I'm pretty pricey, but I mean, it's worth it.
She needs free.
It's all about ROI.
But you know
right?
what is really weird? I mean, making the phone calls, it is amazing to me. One, the only issue that people care about is crime. So that's, and I knew that intuitively, but to hear people, that's really the issue that they want to talk about. And he's wildly unpopular. So it does make the phone calls a lot easier when people who you don't know are like, oh, I'm so glad you called me. So it's
but the
it's
reality,
been fun.
And you know this, the reality of it is that people in this audience will know you, and you've been on Camo X for years, but there's a fair amount of people that just don't know your name.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's probably a fair number of people that don't know Sam Page's name, but name recognition is
always
important.
Oh, I think he does have a lot of name ID. I think people have seen him on TV for 2 years, and they've formed an opinion of him that probably is not a very favorable one. And so me, it's a matter of getting name ID. And luckily, when people hear about my background, I'm actually more qualified than him, which makes it sort of fun because I get to say, oh, not only am I not Sam Page, but I'm actually qualified to do this job. So it's not anything like I thought. And I've worked with a number of campaigns, but being a candidate is different, and huge respect for the people who do it now that I know what it's like. But yeah, it's actually been really fun, and I really like county voters.
A little bit historic, first woman ever.
I would be the worst. I would be the worst. The first. He's the worst.
Oh,
he's the worst. Hey. I'm replacing the worst.
Hey, Shamed Dogan, I can turn that into a campaign ad for you.
How much will it cost him?
The price is right. It was like, did you hear? I think I have this as we segue in, and I just have to say, I love Mary Elizabeth's view on this. Did you guys hear the? Here, let's just play this here. Do you hear the Bush thing this week? It was kind of like the Bush thing. Ready? You guys, have you heard this? You probably haven't heard it yet, so let's play it here.
Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
That is such a George W. Bush moment.
Poor guy.
It's unbelievable.
It actually makes me like him more now that he's not in office, but... Yeah.
I mean, if you want to cement your legacy into the parody of SNL, that was the way to do it this week. That was this week that he said
I know, but he's a little older. I mean, you know, look, when you lived something your whole life, I mean, I guess that's not that strange when you've lived a war your entire career as president. Yeah. I would imagine that's comes out of your brain pretty quickly.
How about that for a faux pas?
But anyway. No, I will not be the worst. I would be the first female county executive in the county's history.
All right, Hurricane.
I really hope that you are the
Democratic. Hang on. Let's talk about some issues here. But Steve, let me start, because crime is an issue in the county and in the city. And you had something that has happened to you, and I'm told that this is a bit of a pattern right now in the city, which is kind of horrifying. But what? Explain the story, because you were basically shot by a BB gun or a pellet gun or something.
Yeah,
like
correct.
That.
So, you know, and unfortunately, this is going to be this goofy game that's getting played. So I'm just walking out of my house yesterday at 4 o'clock. And you don't want to over exaggerate what happened, but I'm just going to get in my car. Car drives by. I hear this little like air pellet gun, mm-hmm. you know, a little paintball gun. And I'm like, dang, something just bit me in the lip. And I got shot in the face with a little paintball. They're like neon little orange and yellow things.
This
and these two
insane kids
are driving by, and I'm like, son of a buck, I just got shot. So, you know, I jump in my car and I chase him.
That's not a good idea.
That was not the good idea. I wish I wouldn't have done that, but I did. And was kind of fumbling with my phone. I was on the loop for 911. So fortunately, I got through in about 7 minutes on 911. But, you know, by then I realized I really wasn't hurt, and I was just more mad. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to let these kids middle of the day just shoot you. But I've been talking to a couple of cop friends of mine and some neighborhood people. And it's a bit of a pandemic, just kids driving around with mini paintball guns.
Randomly shooting people.
Yeah, just thinking it's funny. And I'm like, you know, if it would have got you in the eye or worse.
Got in the ear or hit the wrong place.
Or you'd be with the wrong person and some kid points a gun at you and somebody else has
a gun,
which I did not have. And, you know, it's just a dangerous situation. It's a stupid game. And the car, of course, you know, expired tags with the temporary paper, whatever.
There's
and I'm
shocker.
Like. Exactly, and then driving way too fast. So,
you think maybe they had insurance? Oh no,
they definitely did not have insurance.
By the way, I have another question, a follow up to this. But what's the end game with the registration with the license plates? Because it seems like that's just never going to be enforced now.
Well,
Thank you.
Donna Behringer was here. She's been on a cruise. Yeah.
She really has.
I
mean,
in the legislature,
a lot of people are.
Well, and there's been a number of really good proposals about making the fee have to be done through the seller. That doesn't get every private sale, but it certainly gets a lot of the cars that are sold through the dealers to make them responsible for filing the paperwork and just pay them directly.
Yes.
And they handle
and have
it
be
then.
Part of the loan or
and
whatever
it
is.
Part
correct.
Of the loan.
That's what the problem
that.
Is. The problem
done.
Is, well, I agree with that, and that would make it simpler. The problem is what comes along with that. The reason why people don't file is because they probably don't have insurance, which is the more expensive part. And
well,
the sales
or
tax.
The inspection.
And,
I mean,
and
I
the
think
inspections.
People,
right.
People aren't filing their, even maybe they're not paying their taxes in their own district because. Mm-hmm. They are registering where they don't have to get the inspection.
I personally think, I'm just going to tell you, because I lived in Wisconsin for a bunch of years in between my time in Missouri, I think the way that we do everything with the licensing, with the sales tax, with the tags, is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too complicated.
The notion that these license offices are independent businesses is just outrageous, and most people don't even know that. They think it's a state agency.
We were
right?
the last administration, the Holden administration, where that was an in-house deal, where actually the Department of Revenue was sort of responsible.
Well, see, some
and it should
some
be.
Things
it's
government,
a government
should
function.
Do. Right, exactly.
And you know what? And maybe it won't be perfect, but at least they're government bureaucrats and you can trace them and you can make sure.
I got to tell you, I don't think putting government bureaucrats in charge of something is the way to improve it. I agree that what we've got going on right now is not working, but that's probably not going to make it better.
It worked fine before. It worked fine before. It was something that was not broken.
Well, I think part of it is the regulations that are required to get one of those bids are pretty tight and ways that stifle innovation. So there are other states that have things where you can text and create a spot in line, or you have an online reservation system, or even call in. And my understanding is a lot of that kind of stuff we're not able to do because of the bidding process.
With the personal property thing, and I don't know how much discussion goes on at the state about this, but look, I moved from Jeffco to St. Louis County 4 or 5 years ago.
We're really sorry you left us.
Right, I am too, but I needed a better
But I needed district. A voter, so he'll be there.
But yeah, that's exactly right.
I know, but I lost one.
Well, yeah,
sorry, I'm voting in the Senate race. I'm not crossing over. You might get some people hurricane, but I'm not crossing over. The point is, it gets so confused. Then it's my responsibility to tell St. Louis County that I live in St. Louis County to have my cars there so I can pay taxes, or my goats, or whatever else I'm going to pay taxes on. It's confusing to people. And it shouldn't be that way, should it?
Well, are you allowed to have goats in St. Louis County?
I don't know. I'm just saying,
goats and chickens. No. So we've been investing. Mary Elizabeth, Representative Coleman, will testify to. We've been investing some real state funds to improve and upgrade our IT systems. That certainly is a big part of it.
Well, we're running on cobalt.
So we are running on cobalt.
Truth. Which what they were running on when I was
DOS
there 20 years ago.
Yeah, which
but
they,
we're getting there. We are improving. It is improving. We've allocated the money.
But a lot of that is a county function, Mark. That's the problem.
And
then,
Mark, you got to throw
that's
in
a county function.
If in the city, at least, Chief Hayden said, yeah, and we're not going to stop anybody for expired tags and plates. I mean, then why would anybody?
Can I raise a novel point? Can I just raise a novel point? It is not for Chief Hayden. It is not for police officers. It is not for the mayor. It is not for the county executive to say which laws will or will not be enforced. If they don't want laws enforced, the legislative body that's how democracy works. It's that whole separation of powers. If a law is on the books, it is supposed to be enforced. This idea that executive branches now can say, we're just not going to enforce laws that are on the books that the people's representatives passed, is a problem. So I think it's ridiculous, and I don't think police officers should ever be, oh, you get to decide when and if you follow laws. These are the same people who complain, oh, my God, we don't want to have police officers to have any discretion, and they're evil, and all of this. But then you do this whole gray area, like they're supposed to have all this discretion on the street as to, oh, well, this person probably didn't have a good upbringing, so I shouldn't pull them over because their plates are expired. That is not a good idea to put that sort of discretion in police officers. That's not what they're trained to do. That's not what it's for. People who think that laws don't apply to them causes all lawlessness. That is what we are seeing right now.
Yes.
And I don't know why
ladies
this
and gentlemen,
is.
That's Whoop. Why she's Hurricane Jane. But hang on. We got to get some more segments here on the Reardon
right?
Roundtable. State Reps Mary Elizabeth Coleman, Steve Butts also with us. I understand your point, Jane. I really do. We're back with more in a moment. All right, it's the Reardon Roundtable here for a Friday afternoon as we have a lively panel during the breaks. This is another one of those days we should have sold this to Charter Cable and done it on TV during the breaks. But
I'm
Jane
so
is here, Hurricane Jane Tuker, State Reps Mary Elizabeth Coleman and Steve Butts here. Let me start with you on this, Steve, just as a wrap up, not to bore the tears out of people, but you guys just wrapped up a legislative session. So were there any accomplishments this session? I mean, most of the fighting went on between the
Thanks
Republicans, right? Were there accomplishments?
There were accomplishments.
Okay, right,
let's start with the absolute biggest thing we did.
We got to pass the budget.
We passed a $49 billion budget, and there was funding allocated for, I'm sure, from the ridiculous to the sublime, but I'm going to go with the sublime. There were things in there that we've not been able to fund before. I'll throw out a couple, three, raise the minimum pay for teachers, right? 25,000. You're like, that's impossible. Well, now it's 38. Fully funded the portion for Medicaid, right? So despite some pushback on the Republican side, that money got in there. Clean water, education, we fixed that formula, and charters are not in direct competition with SLPS. So plenty of money for both, and just more money for education in general. Higher ed got a big boost. A lot of good things. So when people say you only passed 44 laws or whatever it was, I'm like, we got 38,000 laws. Do we really need 500 more? I don't think so. The budget is good.
Mary Elizabeth?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Same perspective or different?
Well, I think that the spending got a little out of control. I was happy to see that we had a tax cut, although after listening to the governor's interview with you, I don't know that we're going to get that signed. Sounds like he's looking closely at whether he's going to sign that or not. You know, we got some good election integrity stuff done that I feel really proud of, that we've been wanting to have for quite a while. Paper ballots by 2024, making sure that the voter rolls can be verified and audited by a third party of the jurisdiction. No outside money coming in, right? Like, we don't need to have any more of Zuckerbucks coming in and turning out in just some jurisdictions. And most importantly, voter ID. So that election integrity bill was a huge win.
Can I talk about that one?
Yep, sure, Jane. Sure, Hurricane Jane.
There is a provision in that bill that says if you try to solicit an absentee ballot out of another person, it is a felony, which is punishable. It's a class one election offense, and you are forever barred from voting. So if you go to your elderly parent and say, hey, if you want to vote, you got to get an absentee ballot, you have committed a crime.
So I think that's a misreading of the language. When I read
no,
it.
No, it's real obvious.
No.
I have to disagree. I'll read it to you.
Yeah, let's read
it. The way that you just described it doesn't sound like anything in your follow-up. Sure. Like, if I'm trying to misrepresent someone on an absentee ballot, it should be illegal.
No, you're not trying to misrepresent them. You say you're going to get
ballot harvesting. So it's about ballot harvesting.
But it says anyone who does it. It doesn't say if you do 10. It doesn't say if you're, you know, it's not a party. Any individual
soliciting a ballot is not saying, hey, mom, did you remember to vote? Do you need a voter?
Soliciting means you're asking someone if they want an absentee ballot.
No,
only the election authority is allowed to talk to voters about an absentee ballot.
Soliciting means you're being paid.
No, it doesn't. Oh, no.
Soliciting on the door means somebody's trying to sell something.
Soliciting does not require payment. Soliciting does not require payment.
Okay, so it sounds like you think this is going to end up in a legal category, which
most
should
be sued upon
does.
Because it violates the First Amendment. It's a government service. You don't get to like threaten people with, you know, felonies because they tell people you have a right to vote absentee ballot in an election.
Who in the world is going to be charged with a felony for helping their mom and dad get an absentee ballot? That's not going to happen.
Oh,
okay?
I mean, well, no. If Jay Ashcroft, who's running for office and running
Come
for governor,
on.
Gets ticked off, and now he has subpoena power.
I'm so
he has the power of a prosecutor
about.
Now, which is insane. And so he gets ticked off, and it's not not going to be against me or into the Democrats. It's probably going to be another Republican. And, you know, and he's going to, you know, investigate. And I get to make a complaint that someone has asked. If I go to an old folks home and say, hey, guys, do you want absentee ballots? Somehow I'm going to lose my right to vote forever. That's insane. Why would it have even belonged in there? Why?
Mary Elizabeth, any response to that? I'd have to look at the language. I don't know the language.
I'll send it to you right now.
Okay.
Really, yeah, listen. I copied that because I'm like, I can't believe this is happening.
I just don't agree at all with the interpretation.
Notwithstanding.
You get two lawyers involved and you're reading it. And my reading is that that's a gross misinterpretation. What we're trying to outline is ballot harvesting, where somebody is paid to solicit to go try to collect ballots of people who are not voting. There's another provision there that says if you're registering people to vote, you have to register with the Secretary of State. We should know who's out there trying to register people. It's incredibly... Jane and I really almost never disagree, so it's kind of fun to have something that we're on opposite sides of.
I got other things, though. Let's talk about the congressional map. Steve, satisfied with the final version that was signed by the governor two nights ago?
No. I'm going to say that CD2, in my opinion, was still not a good map. I voted against it. I paid most attention to CD1 and CD2. And I thought CD2 is not
representative. So what's the specific problem with CD2? I mean, the map is weird. I looked at it more carefully
yesterday. It's just weird, right?
Weird.
I mean, I think anybody looks at it, they say, I don't exactly know what gerrymandering is, but that looks like gerrymandering to me. There are little peninsulas and weird little carve-outs.
I think District 3 is weird. It's just, it wraps around the whole region.
It looks like a monster that's
eating. Is somebody suing about it?
Looks like Ms. Pac-Man or something.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know that anybody is suing about it.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Not yet.
That's interesting.
So maybe it was just good enough to be halfway okay and just bad enough. So maybe at the end of the day, you know, but I voted against it.
You don't really think this is going to end up going to court and then they'll be thrown out? Is that a possibility?
Well, that can always be the case. I mean, you can always sue. If you believe there's been a constitutional violation and illegal gerrymandering, you know, you can sue. So that does happen. But what really for me the story was just the nonsense that occurred the whole legislative session.
Right.
I mean, that was just incredibly dysfunctional and incredibly toxic and horrible. Now, what I will say, I mean, it did give the Democrats in the Missouri Senate a lot more power than they've ever had, than they've had in a very long time, because, you know, sort of the normal crowd had to deal with the Democrats to roll, you know, a small group of people. So I thought that was the more interesting story, because they really managed to shut down the session for most of the time. So I thought that was, you know, and it reminded me, I hate to say it because I'm old enough to remember, when the Democrats lost power, this was the same kind of fracturing that occurred where, you know, an overwhelming majorities tend to cause major problems. And then it sometimes can signal, you know, not good things. But Democrats did have a lot of power this session, and that was fun to watch.
Too much of a good thing sometimes can be
too much of a good thing.
And in particular, Senators Zonder and Igel, I mean, they certainly wasted a lot of people's time, in my opinion, and then throw Mike Moon in there, who was just, you know, ridiculous.
Damn.
And but
in the end,
things got done that had to get done. So
listen, session should get cut in half. I was talking to somebody. If we looked at how many votes were taken in the last, you know, every day, how many days we would have to meet before we caught up with the last week of session. It's like Tuesday of the last week. You could just show up on Tuesday.
So how do we make that happen? Can I do that by executive order or anything like that? Because it's ridiculous how much time
but
is wasted.
You could
do an initiative petition process, because that's something we didn't get to addressing.
All right, I got to get into some other areas of politics here. We had a Senate primary in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz is still in the lead right now with 418,310 votes. McCormick's in second, 417,192, and then Kathy Barnett trailing in third. So it's between McCormick and Oz right now. Oz, of course, the Trump candidate. Are there parallels? By the way, Jeff Rowe, who's running the McCormick campaign, is running Eric Schmidt's campaign here, consulting on Eric Schmidt's campaign. He's insisting, Rowe's insisting, when the ballots come in, when the mail-in ballots come in, that Oz is not going to be the winner, that McCormick's going to be the winner. But are there parallels that we can draw from Pennsylvania here? Because it's a split Senate race. We know what's happening here with multiple candidates. If you want to look at the three main candidates, like Vicky Hartzler, Congresswoman Hartzler, Eric Greitens, the former governor, and the attorney general, Eric Schmidt, it seems like it's going to come down to those three.
Which is always a dangerous thing. I mean, because look, when 38% wins you the election, I mean, I know that because I'm running against Mr. 38%. And the only reason he's county executive is there was four candidates and he had 38%. So he won. And so, you know, because I think chances are, I mean, I hope this is not the case, but I don't, no matter who wins, I think Republicans will support him. I think if Greitens wins, Republicans will support him. And that's scary.
Well, do you believe the polling, Mary Elizabeth? So we had polls that came out this week, one that showed that Eric Greitens was surging and that Eric Schmidt was in third place, the other showing that Schmidt was surging and that Eric Greitens was in third place. So if you look at the averages, Greitens still has a small lead if you average all these out.
Yeah, I do think right now it looks like there's a... It is very clear that there is a tiered race, right? There are three people who are still in the running and a bunch of people that are at the bottom. I just don't think they've been able to find any traction. I think that the poll that came out that showed Eric Greitens up so much was an outlier from what the other things that we've seen. He's always been in the margin of error. You know, Greitens has been up on the air, spending a lot of money attacking Eric Schmidt primarily.
Well, the ads that you see, like the one that tells you that he voted for one of the biggest tax increases because of the gas tax support, that's a pack. That's a Greitens pack.
Sure. But, absolutely. But that shows who the Greitens camp, I think, is most concerned about. It seems to be that they're directing their firepower
at Schmidt.
And Greitens really ought not be seen attacking a woman. I suspect that has something to do with the calculus.
It might be, but I think that I don't know that he really would limit if he thought that he was going to lose to Vicky right now. I think he'd be hitting her. No
pun intended.
Maybe,
right.
Maybe that was the wrong phrasing.
If only he could just tie her up for a while. Sorry. There's too many jokes there. There's just too many.
I don't know where we're going to be at that race. I'm still an undecided voter in that race. I'm going to probably look at the polling and vote in the morning and see where we're at. There's a couple people that I really like, and I could go with either one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be very interesting.
We're told, and I think people are in our ears all the time that there's going to be more coming on Greitens. But I've been told that for 2 months. When's that going to come?
You just never know.
Well, I guess you don't ever know. It's going to get nasty. I think after Memorial Day, this is going to start really ramping up. And we're going to hear we're only about 2 months away, realistically, because
it's
the holidays
come out. It's really hard, though, because when we're talking to voters every day in my Senate race and state Senate. And what I'm hearing about the federal Senate race is that the media has been out to get him, that
Greitens.
They're still supporting Greitens.
Right,
I mean, there's a tremendous amount of support for Greitens. And I think that shocks people who are in the bubble in politics. They think, no way, the Republican Party is not going to put people at risk. But I agree with Jane. If Greitens wins, he's going to win. Republicans are not going to bail on him because they're not going to want to risk
the federal majority.
It's just not something that anybody's going to risk because they don't like Greitens. I just don't believe that narrative. And he has a lot of support.
Look, I took calls on this yesterday, and what people told me, and I'm shocked by the level of support, because I think that the pattern of behavior is pretty indicative of representing who he is, unfortunately. But people think that he's been wronged, and here's the problem. This is the difficulty, I think, for the other candidates, Mary Elizabeth.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What I said yesterday to several callers is you can have two things being true at the same time. He was kind of screwed, definitely screwed by Kim Gardner. There was malfeasance. There were laws that were broken, all of that. So that's true. I think he was treated poorly by the media as well. Now, some of that was his own doing. But at the same time, you have the rest of the personal behavior. And I don't think there's, and maybe this is something that's going to help him. Is there one elected official in the state of Missouri who supports him?
No, they can't. I don't know anybody publicly who's supporting him. I think that there are people who are still privately planning on voting for him.
But that might help him because he's then again the ultimate outsider, right?
Well, and there's something to be said about there is a common feeling among Republican primary voters. If everybody is out to get you and you're saying all of these positions that I hold, then therefore I believe and trust you because those people are also crazy. And I think that that resonates. And then the message that he's sending, too, is very populist. It's really resonating with voters. John Lamping was talking about this the other day, and I agree with him, that he's using language that is winning national elections. and talking about things that voters really care about in ways that other campaigns aren't always addressing. But Eric Schmidt is a very serious contender. And I think that Eric Greitens is this early in the race, or his camp, not him personally, but the PAC, is directing power at him, lends credibility to the poll that Eric is in, Schmidt is in first.
Don't you kind of think if Greitens is the candidate, it gives some opening for the Democratic candidate to take that stake?
The only thing that does.
Except that I think that if it was going to be Trudy Valentine, she should have been polling higher before people know about it. That's showing her ceiling and not her floor, because that's before the attacks start as an undefined candidate. She's basically a blank slate candidate. And that she wasn't competitive this early. Yeah.
Look, you guys don't have a chance. You would only have a chance if you had someone who was more established, that was known in the state, that could present a challenge if Greitens gets in there. But if he's in, I'm pretty convinced he wins, too. I don't think it's even going to be close.
Well, it'd be closer.
Don't get me wrong. It'd be closer than the other, you know,
closer, candidates. I hear you. It's hard for a Democrat to win statewide.
And Republicans,
that's
will
just the way it is right
they
now.
Will stand behind any moron, and that's
all right,
to say.
Hurricane Jen, hang on. We got to take a break. We got one more segment coming up on the Reardon Roundtable for this Friday afternoon. Hang in there. Back one more segment of the Reardon Roundtable on this Friday afternoon with Hurricane Jane Duker, State Reps Mary Elizabeth Coleman, and Steve Butts with us as well. We have Sue's News, also Mr. Buffin the next hour on some entertainment. Cusimano. Look, the Cardinals are making some moves, thankfully, bringing up Libertor and Gorman. We'll talk about that with Frank and kind of...
And the Blues.
Well, and the Blues, yeah. We'll get into that. Because the Blues, nice comeback win last night, or at least a payback win after the first loss.
They
split
the
season.
About Stan's team now? Is that where we're supposed to boo as an Avalanche?
Well, who was telling me what was the
oh the best
the sign?
I loved
night?
It. My son, who lives in Denver, was at the game, so that was he was
oh,
like loving
awesome.
It. He goes, "Yeah, I got total hate looks when we would cheer." But no, the best sign I saw was Stan Kroenke skis and jeans.
That's
okay.
The
that's funny.
Colorado insult.
Is that the best?
That
and
is,
so, like
good.
You know, you have like spattering of Blues fans. So
oh,
they had these
I love
poor
that.
Three Blues fans holding up that sign. It made my day.
It's not only the best. It actually might be true if he had the ability to ski.
And their mom
I
jeans.
I can see him doing that.
And their mom jeans. And their mom jeans with pleats.
Listen, I gotta tell you, don't knock the mom jeans. They feel comfy.
Oh no, I love mom jeans. I'm a mom. But you know, but he's not.
He isn't. That's a solid.
Speaking
point
of moms,
there.
Mary Elizabeth Coleman, I'll start with you on this. We have this is stunning. The things that are happening in this country on a daily basis. We have a shortage of baby formula in this country right now that apparently we can't get our arms around and fix. Although there have been some, I think they've reduced the tariffs, haven't they? So
a
I think the
bit.
Import tariffs
yeah.
are
so
going to help a little bit.
This has been a 7-month. Looming crisis. So I know that everybody's kind of waking up to this happening in the last couple of weeks, but the moms I know with infants, this is not new. People have been really worried about it for the last at least 7 months that I know of, which is, it's just astounding. So there was a tragedy at one of the three major plants in the U.S. They shut it down and they kept it shut down. And there was I don't know if you saw federally, there was a bill that the Democrats purported was going to try to address some of this problem. A bunch of the Republicans rightly voted against it. All it was doing was increasing the salaries of the FDA. It didn't actually address the problems that are underlining. Elise Stefanik has a really good bill that would actually address broader the tariff problems as well as what's actually happening with the inspections. But of course, Pelosi's not going to move that. So I don't know how you make your argument in November to people when you can't even find baby food on the shelves. I mean, this is...
Well,
I mean, but we have to be really clear, though. That plant was shut down because...
For a tragedy.
For a tragedy, and there were health concerns. I mean, so...
But in Canada, we've got... There's no shortage like we have in the U.S.
And I understand.
We have some really broad tariffs. So there are steps that we can and should have been taking, and people have been sounding the alarm for months and months. And for some reason, thank God, somebody paid attention in the Democratic Party and decided that this was not going to be... I don't know what it was after this many months.
Well, look, even the liberal editorial board of the LA Times said today that the feds, they took too long here. And, you know, the FDA has been really focusing in the last couple of weeks, but that's too late. And they could have been purchasing stock from Europe and Mexico.
Or stockpiling it on the border. Did you see this part of the story?
Yes. And that's disturbing,
too. Federal reserves that we're holding. We can't get it for babies. Taxpayers.
Yeah, there was a congresswoman from Florida who went down to the border and discovered that there are stockpiles of baby formula for the illegals who are coming across the border. Now, just saying that makes me a white supremacist and someone who ascribes to replacement theory. I realize that, but that's outrageous, isn't it?
That's not enough, though, to to do this bottleneck issue. Come on,
right.
Just to help.
But it looks bad, but it's
babies also, which right. I would be for the elite. That's, but I would just say, we've learned these bottlenecks, you don't just turn on a dime.
That's right.
Economies, you don't just turn on and turn off. Maybe we should
have paid attention for longer than 2 weeks.
No, I watched an interview with the FDA head yesterday, and yeah, they missed the ball. It's 2 weeks is too quick.
But this is all part of everything else that's going on right now with inflation, the pain at the pump, things that people are feeling on a regular basis. Now you have probably likely people who can't find homes are going to be priced out of the homes that they can't find because interest rates are going up right now. I think Steve and I had a discussion about this earlier during the break. I think we're probably in a recession right now. If we get the GDP numbers for the second quarter, it might reflect that too.
It might. I hope not.
I hope not too, but we're not a good place.
We're about due for a recession. I hate to say it. It is a cyclical thing with the economy. But for you to say, like we were talking, you know, to say we're in a recession right now, it's not true. We got to have, you know, back-to-back quarters of negative GDP. There's a lot of challenges in the economy, and aren't there always? I mean, there have been challenges throughout our lifetimes. None of us are that old. It's just part of the human condition. I do wonder very often, though, who's actually driving the bus? And I just, I
you're
feel that way
favorite,
in Jeff City.
One of my favorite people.
I don't know who's
so
driving
optimistic.
The bus. I am optimistic.
I love it about you, but I just, when you see... And I understand it's cyclical. I hear what you're saying. But when you see your lifetime savings and your retirement funds plummeting, when you see your wages going less and less because of inflation, when you see taxes being, you know, proposed
cut.
To, no, increased here in Missouri and the taxes on, whether it's on the gas pump, right? And like, you see all of these things that are happening, it's really hard on the middle class. And
it
now
is.
You can't even get access to baby formula. I was talking to a neighbor and she was saying the drive from her house up to church or up to school. She has a bunch of kids like me. She drives a bigger car. It's $5 now to run an errand. And so if she has a bunch of kids, right, four times she has to drive between school or church, mm-hmm. that's $20 a day she's spending just running her kids around. And that starts to have an impact on the daily budget of a family.
It does, for sure.
And,
no
and,
doubt
no,
about it.
And inflation is a big deal. But I do want to say that structurally there's inflation. But I also think that there's a lot of companies that are using that to gouge. And that needs to be looked at. The FTC, wake up. You know,
but
the Attorney General needs
look,
to wake
I,
up because people
be...
do take advantage okay. of, oh, there's inflation, so I get to start charging out of control. I think people need to look out for the consumer here and say, yes, structural inflation is an issue, but I also see that there is price gouging. You know, gas
well,
comes down look, before the price comes down, and the price of gas goes down, but the price to gas to the consumer doesn't go down as fast or as quickly. I mean, this is the time when there is gouging going on, and while we're being vigilant about things like formula, we need to be vigilant about that.
I don't know about the gouging. I think we should absolutely have our guard up for that. I've heard of allegations of gouging in the gas industry for 20 years. It's
absolutely.
Never really been proven, though. But here, on the economic front, though, just with inflation, because I'll use the Diet Coke example, because here I was, like an idiot, had to go into the fast lane because of my addiction. It was it's $7 right now for a 12-pack in a convenience store. Now, clearly, I don't have to pay that, right? So that's
right.
a personal choice.
Go to Costco.
However, right. Well, but you don't even get great deals on that. And I do that, Steve. But here's my point. Let's say that Mark Reardon has a Diet Coke addiction, which I do. Ordinarily, I'd go into the fast lane. I get two 12 packs. Now I'm only getting one 12 pack. I'll probably buy some at the Costco or the Walmart. But I bring it up because there has to be a point where these companies, they have to raise their prices because it's costing them more to transport, to produce, all these things. But the consumer is going to start pulling back at some point. And I don't know what happens because it's not like those costs are going to go down.
No,
right
but
away.
I also think a lot of industries are trying to recover from the pandemic and are sort of using this as an opportunity to recap what they lost during the pandemic, which is not great.
I'm not going to
yeah,
go down that.
I'm
though,
shaking
look,
my head no.
But yeah.
I know.
Look,
of course,
here's the most stunning
but mark
number
the
that
tape,
I saw.
It's going to happen.
The thing that concerns me the most about the economy this week is, and this is all tied into the same thing, but when I saw, did you see the numbers for Target and how off they
yes.
were? It was 25%. That's where we buy all our stuff, right?
Well, that's where that extra $100 the moms go and spend.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, that $100 a week Target visit has now gone into the gasoline pump.
Yes, and that is a big, big problem because there is no relief in sight when it comes to gas prices this summer or even probably into the fall, I would think.
No, they're saying $6 in August.
No, that's true. Oh, and Target and Walmart, they're stocks got hammered for that very point.
I know. So. I have Target. Because I'm like, well, of course I have to
Steve
invest in Target because all my money's
says,
there.
Buy.
Correct.
Because they're going to come
buy. It's on sale.
That's what Warren Buffett says. When everybody's scared,
if you've
you
got
go shopping.
Extra money, that's kind of
an extra, I know,
the problem is having the extra
also
money.
Also a big challenge. You're
all right. Well, we wrap up another edition of the Rear and Roundtable. State Reps Mary Elizabeth Coleman, C-Butts, thanks for coming in. You guys have a great weekend. Steve, don't get shot by a paintball again, okay? Stay safe
thing.
Out there. Good Lord. Jane, you're going to hang out, right?
Yes.
Oh, we're all thrilled about that. I'm
of course
sure.
you are.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.